This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Harris County Democratic Party is thinking about withholding its endorsement from Mayor John Whitmire. That's because Whitmire attended a fundraiser for Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw earlier this year. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones argues party officials don't reflect Whitmire's base of support. He says that base is made up of moderates, independents, and Republicans.
I don't think the mayor is going to lose a great deal of sleep over the admonishment of Democratic Party activists, a majority of whom have never been strong Whitmire supporters.
Party officials will vote on the measure December 14th. There's no response from Whitmire's campaign. Harris County is offering debris cleanup services for people affected by last week's tornadoes. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson has more.
If you live in one of the Spring or Cypress neighborhoods hit by two tornadoes last week, debris can be picked up straight from your home. That includes vegetative debris, construction debris, damaged home appliances, and electronics. Otherwise, Harris County is hosting free tornado debris drop-off services all week long. From 2 to 6 p.m. on weekdays and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. this weekend, residents can bring their debris to Deputy Darren Goforth Park in Cypress or Kissing Tree Park in Spring. Harris County Commissioner Tom Ramsey represents the area, and he says this has brought the community together.
It just speaks to the communities that we serve, that not only do they work with us so well, but with each other.
Ramsey said a total of 217 homes and buildings were damaged from the storm, 13 of which were severely damaged. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
A new bus route starts today connecting Galveston Island to the mainland. The Gulf Coast Transit District is partnering with Galveston Island Transit on the new route. The bus will run Monday through Saturday between Texas City and the Galveston Strand. There's a 70% chance of more rain tonight. We could see some patchy fog later on. Overnight low expected around 40 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.